You know what I hate?
What's that?
When people take the phrase must-see TV and try and, like, adapt it to other mediums. You're like, it's must-see PC!
Who says that? No one's ever said that. You're being angry at things that don't exist.
It's must-see VG!
Must-see VD?
Must-see VD!
Gotta check out the syphilis I got, dog. It's crazy.
It's hilarious. It's on Thursdays.
Should I be okay with syphilis if it only like manifested on Thursday nights?
Because, like, what are you doing on Thursdays?
I'm not.
That you can't, like, itch or burn or discharge.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything that syphilis is getting in the way.
I think maybe you should start living your life a little on the other side of the line then.
Living life like I've got syphilis?
Yeah, just pick up, you know, get a little, you know, more Thursday action. That's how you get syphilis. Spend a little more time on Thursday nights out of the home instead of watching that must-see TV.
That's Thursday nights, right? That was Thursday nights.
Dude, I don't know.
What was on must-see TV? Is that Friends?
It was like Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
Is that it? That was the must-see TV block?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't really watch TV.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't mean that in any kind of like snobbish, like, no, I don't watch TV. Like, kind of way.
I kind of did.
Yeah, you did.
I don't even own a TV.
You know, with Hulu, though,
it's
must-see PC.
You just catch everything.
Now it's must-see PC.
You go home and I just like to watch some YouTube. I'll just, you know, browse YouTube for a couple hours.
See what the kids are doing, you know?
You know, it's
the
so
kids,
much,
see what's out
just,
there.
It's just so much
It's fun. A new paradigm. It's a new paradigm.
No, I watch some TV, but I don't watch...
I don't watch good TV.
Have you been... You watched The Wipeout?
Nope.
You should watch The Wipeout.
What is that?
It's John Henson.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. It's a, like, Japanese-style game show, but it's produced... It's a, like, summer series. They did it last summer. They're doing it this summer. And it's, like, obstacle course stuff. Where people are constantly falling horribly and hurting themselves. And it's a great deal of fun to watch. The commentary is usually pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
But it's got that great appeal.
Does John Henson host it live in the studio, or does he commentate, like, clips of it after the fact?
It's definitely, like, their stuff is written. It is not off the cuff. And it's all high, it's all, like, heavily edited.
Right.
Because, you know, it started off with, like, a field of 24 competitors in the first round, and then half of those are gone after
so
the first
John
round.
So John Henson isn't really talking to contestants.
They have a girl in the field who interviews everyone.
So really, he's just being John Henson.
Yes.
Sweet.
It is very much
That is what I want out of John Henson.
It's very much a talk soup extension. And they have, like, the show has the world's worst tailors, because both him and the other hosts always look like they're swimming in their suits.
Right.
Like, just way oversized.
Right.
Like, they look like suits. Like, you know how when a pro athlete wears a suit, and they're always, like, such huge guys that the suit never fits right? It's always, like, super tight in some places and really baggy in others.
Yeah.
That's what both of these guys look like. But I'm pretty sure John, like, you met John Henson. Pretty average-sized dude, right?
Yeah. It seemed like just a regular-sized dude.
He didn't seem like...
I think I'm taller than him by a few inches.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you're taller than him, but nothing weird about his dimensions. But anyways, I fully recommend it for your dumb summer TV watching needs.
Maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I'm running out of television to watch because I'm very, very close to giving up on wrestling, which I probably should have done a long time ago. But it's even by my admittedly low standards for what I want out of wrestling on television, it is going below that line. So I'm watching less and less of that. And I'm only just kind of watching, like, bits and pieces of Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Colbert and The Daily Show. Like, that's really it. And unless Tim and Eric is in season.
Yeah, Conan's been my TV anchor.
Yeah. But even then, like, I typically just kind of... I don't watch much TV during the week. I watch... Like, you know, I'll just wake up Saturday morning or something and just blaze through a week of television.
Yeah.
Kind of all at once. I'm, like, very selective about which segments I'll watch, even.
I've started... I used to be very much like, I'll just watch the beginning and then fuck it. But I think Conan has... Over the years, like, it's been incremental, but I feel like there's been a huge boost since he's gone to The Tonight Show in the quality of his interviews.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.